More than 800 business and political leaders have gathered in Cape Town to take stock of Africa's business climate and develop strategies to improve the continent's performance. After decades of stagnation, Africa's economy is poised to grow by an estimated 6.2% this year. South Africa's president, Thabo Mbeki, opened the forum on an optimistic note.
In many ways, it's not a poor continent, a continent that is catching up with the rest of the world.
Economists say powerhouse countries such as South Africa, Algeria, and Nigeria are able to compete in the global marketplace. But 25 other countries that were analyzed for the forum's Africa Competitiveness Report lag behind the rest of the world. Economist Jennifer Blanke co-authored the study.
Although improvements are being made in Africa, and there's no doubt, the macroeconomic environment, for example, is looking better and better, the problem is that the rest of the world is moving faster. Asian countries are just flying by, developing Asia.
Experts at the forum note that Africa's current growth spurt is fueled largely by external factors, such as the high price of natural resources, like minerals and petroleum, as well as international debt relief. They say sustainable growth will depend on internal factors like better infrastructure, improved governance, better schools, streamlined business laws, and lower levels of corruption. Delegates from India and China are attending the forum to offer advice about how to reach the higher levels of growth their countries enjoy. Malvinder Singh is the chief executive officer of Ranbaxy Laboratories in India.
One of the important aspects that has really fueled the growth in India has been a large domestic market. And if you look at Africa as one marketplace and work towards creating a harmonized marketplace, I certainly believe it's large enough to have a lot of competitive growth in terms of products and services.
Not all business leaders believe Africa can copy the successful strategies of India and China. Among the skeptics is one of South Africa's leading business figures, Tokyo Sekwale.
There's nothing for Africa to replicate or to duplicate. Africa will have to find its own way.
Sekwale notes that Africa contains more than 50 countries that must learn to work together to compete in the global economy. The Economic Forum continues through Friday. Terry Fitzpatrick for VOA News, Cape Town.